This is Ben Jensen here with KFRM 550 AM, and I am talking to Josh Davis at Farm Credit Mid-America. So Josh, can you talk about what the farm credit system is to somebody who may just be starting in farming or doesn't have the knowledge about how the system works, and what are some advantages that a young farmer, a starting farmer, can get from the farm credit system?
Absolutely, Ben. So the farm credit system was organized over 100 years ago, if you can believe that, specifically to provide credit to rural communities and the agricultural industry. So that network is made up of about a little over 60 different associations across our 50-state footprint. And our mission is exactly as I said, to serve rural American agriculture. And that's all. That's the only type of lending that we do. So, for producers that are just getting started, the barriers of entry are enormous these days with just the type of capital that producers have to source for, working capital needs or equipment, real estate. We're all aware of the inflationary environment that we've been living in, and certainly the ag communities has not been immune to that. So, but a little closer to home, so I work for Farm Credit Mid-America based out of Louisville, Kentucky. And several years ago, we actually set up a separate department that was geared specifically towards supporting young producers, recognizing some of those challenges of being able to source capital when you're early in your farming career and haven't really been able to develop maybe the wealth that producers that have been at it for a longer period of time. We call it our Growing Forward program. And, it's a really neat program that we have some educational initiatives that we actually put our producers that enroll through the program, give them opportunities to kind of learn the basics of financial statements and how to work with a lender and what specifically lenders are looking at. So they have that knowledge early on in their career. And through the program, not only do we offer educational initiatives, but there's also some relaxed lending requirements that recognizing that younger producers, they haven't had the chance to develop those financial positions, again, that those that have been at it for a while in the industry. So we also offer some pricing incentives where those younger producers, when they come in and go through the program, they're actually able to qualify for our best pricing. So that's just some of the things that Farm Credit would, the Farm Credit system would offer.
And how can a producer who is looking to get some of these loans or finding some kind of use out of the Farm Credit system, how can they find out more information about this topic?
Absolutely, yeah. So the first thing I would recommend doing is just, depending on where you are in the country, just finding out the farm credit that serves your area, your specific area, and going to their website. And most of the farm credits would have information about their programs specifically on the website that talk about supporting young and beginning farmers.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Josh. Again, everybody, for the people listening, that was Josh Davis. He is the vice president of the food and agribusiness part of Farm Credit Mid-America. Well, I appreciate you joining me here on KFRM 550 AM, Josh.
Thanks a lot, Ben. I appreciate the opportunity to share.